The Jack Benny Program. Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Rochester, Dennis Day, Bob Crosby, and yours truly. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go out to Jack Benny's home in Beverly Hills, where, as you know, he lives alone with his butler, Rochester. It's 9:30 in the morning, and as usual, one is in bed while the other is in the kitchen preparing breakfast.
Now, let's see. Where are the eggs? Gee, it's so hard to find anything in this refrigerator. Maybe I ought to trade it in. I hear the newer models have a light in them. Oh, here's an egg on the bottom shelf. Pretend you're happy when you're blue. Should I have one egg or take two? One egg's enough. I just said two so it would rhyme. I think I'll scramble it. Let's see now. First, I'll break it into this bowl. Gosh, I'm weak in the morning. Maybe I better have my orange juice first. Yeah, I'll make some orange juice. Da dee da dum dum dee da doom. See, that orange juice sure looks good. Now to get the seeds out. Here's one, two, three, four, five. I think I'll go outside and... Nah, it would take them years to grow. Pretend you're happy when you're blue. Da 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 da. Now, who can that be? Hello?
Hello, this is Roos's jewelry store in Beverly Hills.
Yes?
The diamond necklace with the emerald pendant you ordered is ready. We can deliver it today. Please have your check for $12,000 ready.
This is Jack Benny. You must have the wrong number.
Must have? I haven't been this wrong since I gave 2-1 on Walcott.
What reason would I have to buy a diamond necklace? Looks silly on me. Now to have my orange... Say, that's funny. The glass is empty. Somebody drank my orange juice. And there's nobody in the house but Rochester. That's it, Rochester. Wait till I... Rochester! Rochester, did you drink my orange juice? Rochester, you're not fooling me. Get up. Rochester.
I know I'm cute, honey, but control yourself.
Maybe he is asleep. I'll tickle him and wake him up. Rochester.
Oh, it's you, boss. What a disappointment.
Now, Rochester, I made a glass of orange juice. I went in the next room to answer the phone, and when I came back, the orange juice was gone.
Maybe the mice drank it.
Mice don't drink orange juice.
In California?
All right, I know you drank it, but we'll talk about it later. Now, get out of bed. I want you to drive me down to the doctor's office. I got to go for a physical.
What's the matter, boss? You feel bad?
No, it's just that my sponsor's taking out an insurance policy on me, and I have to be examined.
How much is the policy for?
$1 million. But if I'm killed accidentally, the sponsor collects $2 million.
$2 million?
Yes.
Boss, you better watch your step. I hear your sponsor's hobby is rifle shooting.
Oh, I'm not worried about that. He does his target practice on a range way out at Sunset in Westwood. I don't even pass there on my way home.
I know, but for $2 million, they can make a bullet that waits for you at Pico and Sepulveda.
What are you talking about? My sponsor just trying to protect his investment, that's all. Now hurry downstairs. Imagine him denying that he drank that orange juice. He's got a good notion to make him stay in bed all day. No, he'd like that. I better squeeze another orange. Dee-dee-da-dum, bum-bee-da-dum. Da-da-da-dum, dum-bee-da-dum. Well, that does it.
Oh, Jack, are you up yet?
Huh? Oh, hello, Mary, come on in. I'm in the kitchen. What are you doing here so early?
Early? I was here a few minutes ago. I came into the house, walked in the kitchen. Nobody was there, so I drank a glass of orange juice and left.
Mary, you drank
my... All right, here's a dime.
Here's a dime. Don't be so sarcastic. I made a terrible mistake. I accused Rochester of drinking my orange juice.
Well, like you, Jack. Always jump to conclusions.
Always what?
Always jumping to conclusions.
I do not.
What about that morning you got out of bed and accused Rochester of taking your new suit?
Well.
Then you took off your nightgown and there it was.
Well, that wasn't my fault. When I come home tired, he's supposed to undress me.
Well, anyway, I drank your orange juice and you ought to apologize to Rochester.
Oh, Mary, I don't have to apologize. He knows I'm sorry.
He does not, and you've got to tell him.
Oh, Mary, I can't.
You can, too. Now, be a man.
Oh, hello, Miss Livingston.
Hello, Rochester. Mr. Benny has something to say to you.
Oh.
Jack, go ahead.
Well.
Jack.
Oh, all right. Rochester.
Turn around and face him.
Oh.
Go on.
Well. Rochester.
Yes, boss?
I'm sorry I said you drank my orange juice.
Jack, come back here.
I will not.
Oh, what a baby.
Well, I better get the car out. I gotta take Mr. Benny to the doctor.
The doctor? What for?
The sponsor took out an insurance policy and Mr. Benny has to be examined.
Rochester.
Oh, you're back.
Yes. Rochester, get the car now. We'll go. Now, I've got to hurry, Mary. So you... Oh, darn it, there's the phone. Just when I'm ready to leave. Hello?
Hello, Jack. Guess who this is?
Huh? Who is this? I'm in a hurry.
I'll give you a hint. Roses are red, violets are blue, sugar is sweet, and I'm lumpy, too.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Don, I have to rush away. What'd you call me for?
Well, Jack, I've got the sportsman here, and we've got a wonderful idea for a commercial.
But, Don, I don't want to hear it over the phone. You can wait the rehearsal. Anyway, I don't like the songs they've been picking lately. Why don't they pick something classy once in a while?
Classy? That's exactly what this one is.
Don, you've been saying for years that these commercials are classy and that quartet always winds up going crazy. Now, why is it they always start out so nice and then go crazy?
What's that, Jack?
Nothing. I'll see you at rehearsal. I thought Rochester was only guessing. Well, I'm going to have my orange juice and then go. Rochester, did you get the car started?
Uh-huh.
How'd you get it started so fast?
Boss, when I know you're going out the next morning, I let it run all night.
Oh.
Jack, letting your car run all night, doesn't that burn up an awful lot of charcoal?
Not much. Well, come on, Rochester. Let's...
Well, look who's here.
Hello, everybody. I came in through the kitchen.
Oh. Oh, hello, Dennis.
Hello, Mr. Benny, and thanks for the orange juice.
Oh. Oh, for heaven's sake. What do you think this is, a cafeteria?
Yes.
Look at kids, it's not just the orange juice, it's the principle. I'm trying to conserve food.
Oh, my mother conserves food every night.
Well, she deserves a lot of credit. How does she do it?
When it's time for dinner, she locks me in a closet.
Dennis.
But last night I got even with her. I ate the doorknob.
What?
Now every little thing turns my stomach.
Look, kid, I haven't had my breakfast yet. Leave me alone. What brings you over here, anyway?
Well, I got a brand new arrangement for my song, and I thought maybe you wanted to hear it.
Well, do I have to hear it now? I mean, so early?
Oh, it isn't early, Mr. Benny. I'm up and dressed and out of the house at 5 o'clock every morning.
5 o'clock? What for?
The buses aren't crowded.
Dennis, where do you have to go at 5 o'clock in the morning?
No place, but I get a seat.
Here, kid, have a doorknob.
Jack, not in the head.
Look, Dennis, you sing your song for Mary, and she'll tell me how it is. I've got to have breakfast and rush away to the doctor.
Oh, I don't blame you. You look awful.
What?
Sing, kid.
You said it. I'll see you kids later. Goodbye. Rochester, we're awfully late. Can't you go a little faster?
Okay.
You know, right after I take my physical, we'll go down to the... Rochester! Rochester, they got me! They got me!
Get back in the seat, boss! That was a tire!
I should have known. We're Only at Pico and Roxbury. Rochester, you change the tire, and I can walk to the doctor's office from here. Let me see. His office should be around here. Oh, there it is. Doctors Fenchel and Gordon.
Yes, sir.
How do you do? I'm Jack Benny.
Oh, yes. You have an appointment for a physical examination.
That's right.
Well, I'll have to fill out this card first. Name, Jack Benny.
That's right.
Your address?
366 North Camden Drive.
Your complexion?
Ruddy.
Color of your eyes?
Lazy Lagoon Blue.
Your height?
5'10".
Your weight?
157.
Now, I'll just slip this band around your arm. There.
Hey, this is awfully tight. What is it?
A lie detector. The next question is your age.
Now, wait a minute. I don't need a lie detector to tell you my age. I'm 39. Look, a lie detector can be wrong, too, you know.
Well, Mr. Benny, if you'll just sit over there and wait, the doctors will see you in a minute.
Well, thank you. How do you like that, using a lie detector when she asked my age? None of the other nurses ever did that. They ask me my age, I tell them I'm 39, they put down whatever they think. I've got a good mind to absolutely...
Well, so long, Doctor, and thanks a lot.
Bob!
Oh, hello, Jack.
Bob, Crosby, what are you doing here?
Well, they took this X-ray of me, and I just picked it up.
Oh. Say, what's the writing down in the corner of the X-ray? The name of the doctor?
Oh, no. No, it says to Brother Bing with love. I'm giving it to him for his birthday.
Bob, why in the world would you give Bing an X-ray for a present?
Well, he's got everything else.
Well, that's logical. Might I take a look at it, Bob?
Well, sure. Go ahead, Jack.
Let me see. Bob, nothing shows in this X-ray. Why is it so blurry?
Oh, well, you have to use Polaroid glasses. It's three-dimensional.
A three-dimensional X-ray?
Well, the doctors like it better than the House of Wax.
No kidding.
Jack, what are you doing here?
Oh, it's nothing. I just came for an insurance examination. See, the sponsor's taking out $1 million policy on me.
$1 million?
Uh-huh.
Well, who's going to pay the $5 for the medical exam? You or the sponsor?
The Blue Cross. I found a loophole. So long, Bob.
So long.
Oh, Mr. Benny, the doctor will see you now.
Thank you. Oh, doctor. Doctor. Well, doctor, here I am.
Oh. Hello, Bolton's Mortuary.
What?
I'm having lunch with Ralph Bolton.
Oh.
We're quite friendly. I throw him a lot of business.
I see.
Hello, Ralph. 1:30 at the Brown Derby? Fine. Goodbye, Ralph. I like going out with him. He drives such a big car. And now, Mr. Benny, I'll get my associate in here and we'll give you your examination. Oh, Dr. Gordon.
Yes, Dr. Fenchel.
Will you help me with this examination? This is Mr. Benny.
Oh, pleased to meet you, Dr. Gordon.
Thank you. Now, Mr. Benny, will you please strip?
You mean undress?
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
Doctor, I don't need the music.
I'm sorry. Our last patient was Castle's Latour.
Oh.
Now get behind that screen and take off your clothes.
Yes, sir.
And when you're ready, Dr. Fenchel and I will be in the next room.
Oh, Doctor, I've been concerned about that call you made this morning. Any information yet?
Yeah, I got a report from Dr. Stanley, and it's all over.
What was the result?
She ran fifth and we lose $4. I wonder what's taking Mr. Benny so long.
Mr. Benny, you got all your clothes off?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, then come out from behind that screen.
Well, gee, don't I get balloons or anything?
Just slip on this gown.
Yes, sir. There, I'm ready.
Very well. Now, Mr. Benny, will you please step behind this fluoroscope?
Yes, sir.
Contact.
Contact.
Well! There seems to be a round metallic object near your kidney.
Oh, that's a quarter I swallowed years ago.
Shall we, Dr. Gordon?
Why not? Mr. Benny, will you please hiccup?
Hiccup?
Yeah.
It fails, Dr. Gordon. You lose.
What is this, anyway?
Now, hold still, Mr. Benny. We want to examine your stomach through the fluoroscope.
Yes, sir.
The spleen seems to be okay, and the pancreas is in the right position.
Yeah, but look at the liver.
The liver?
Yeah, what's that on top of it?
Well, I'll be darned. Onions!
69 cents at Rexall.
Now, Mr. Benny, drink this glass of barium.
You mean all that white stuff?
Yes. It's a harmless chemical, and when you drink it, we can follow its course through the fluoroscope.
Oh, all right. Mmm. Gee, it tastes awful.
You drank it all.
There.
Oh, look, Dr. Fenchel. The barium has reached the esophageal entrance. There it goes over the cricoid cartilage behind the tracheal bifurcation and through the arch of the aorta. Now it's passing the esophageal hiatus of the diaphragm.
If it passes Pico and Sepulveda, it's dead.
Now it's coming around the esophageal gastric junction.
What?
It's passing the kidney on the outside. Headed into the home straight. It's barium sulfate by two lengths.
Come on, native.
Doctor, what is this? What's going on here?
Well, that's all. The examination is over. You can go now.
Well, thank you.
Oh, Mr. Benny.
Yes?
You better put your clothes on.
Oh, right. I forgot. I'll put my clothes on. A pretty girl is like a melody. Da-dee-da-da-da-da.
Jack, how'd your physical come out?
Oh, fine, fine, Mary, but I have to go back tomorrow.
Why?
I forgot my underwear. Good night, folks.
Jack Benny is a regular feature of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.